Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Well, at least the Tar Heels won't go 0-18 in the ACC. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. You had to be impressed with Carolina's first ACC win Saturday over Boston College until you watched the next game 48 hours later at Virginia. The difference was the 11-point win came over one of the smallest teams in the ACC and the 15-point loss in Charlottesville to one of the toughest. Whether the Heels finish closer to BC or Virginia in the final standings is really up to them. After a week of hard practices since losing at Syracuse, the team came out with its most aggressive effort of the season, beating BC on the boards and to more 50-50 balls. But the big difference was Carolina hit 50% from the floor in both halves and did a nice job against BC's motion offense to pull away near the end. With the short turnaround and bus ride to Virginia Sunday, which is now 5-1 in the ACC, you knew it would be a different story. Against good defensive teams, Carolina cannot score consistently from a set offense, off turnovers, or not nearly enough on second-chance points from one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the country. Plus, the Tar Heels are abysmal from the three-point line and almost as bad from the foul line. So when you are scoring challenged like that, effort can easily turn into frustration. For most teams, defense feeds off offense. When you are scoring, it's fun to go down the other end and make a stop to get the ball back. But when you can't score, it eventually kills the concentration on defense. And that's when three-point deficits turn into 9 at halftime and more than 20 in the second half of a lost game. The Tar Heels look like they are trying too hard and not trying hard enough all at the same time. The margin for error is so much slimmer when you can't just go down and get a basket. Roy Williams' two championship teams didn't think they had to play the best defense in the country because they played the best offense and could always outscore the other guys. The current Tar Heels aren't doing either against the better competition, so something's got to give or you can kiss the big dance goodbye. Singling out no one, the defense needs to make some stops, create some turnovers, and get some easy baskets, or the offense has to become way more effective and take some of the pressure off the defense. It's a simple formula. Put the ball in the basket and keep the other team from doing it. Right now, it seems really complicated for Carolina. This is Archansky. See ya.